T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
This is a 1010 Wins newsflash. I'm Paul James. Here's what's happening. A man convicted of stabbing two small children inside a public housing elevator in Brooklyn has been sentenced to 50 years to life in prison. Daniel St. Hubert was convicted of murdering 6-year-old Joshua Avito and leaving 7-year-old Michaela Cooper fighting for her life. In court, Michaela told a packed courtroom she tries not to remember that day, but every day I must look at my 16 stab wounds, unquote. Two armed gunmen wearing clown masks held up a 24-hour Walgreens on Rockaway Boulevard in Queens, tied up employees and made off with at least 2 bags of prescription drugs. What they didn't know was that some of the drugs had tracking devices that the NYPD was following. They eventually figured it out, ditched the bags a short time later, and took off. A week after he screamed at people speaking Spanish in a Manhattan cafe, a rant captured on video that quickly went viral. Attorney Aaron Schlossberg says he is not a racist and is deeply sorry for his actions. We're learning a bit more about the bus driver involved in last week's fatal crash of a Paramus school bus. New Jersey state officials say the driver had his license suspended 17 times over the last 43 years, though most of those were for parking tickets and what's described as administrative problems. It was last suspended in 2017 for failure to pay parking tickets. A student and a teacher were killed when the bus crashed on Route 80 with a dump truck. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is still working toward holding a historic summit with North Korea June 12th. Pompeo's comments came just hours after President Trump raised doubts that the summit might happen as scheduled. The New York Times is reporting that a significant business partner of Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal attorney, has quietly agreed to cooperate with the government as a potential witness. AccuWeather calling for a shower or two overnight, low 56 in the city. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.